in general, she's pretty unstable, so hard to find the right time to transition to a lower level. But I felt like that this wasn't a bad time, and she was there for a long time. And
mm-hmm. No, she's not ready. She's been balanced between levels of care before, and Lindixon's worse for her. And then now with COVID, they're not seeing people at partial level of care in person. It's through the phone, through telehealth, which really isn't working for her or hasn't worked for her.
The staff said something about November for discharge, and we just don't. Medical Mutual never approved anyone from September 1st till November. That's quite a long treatment plan.
You know, the unit that we run is a DBT unit that we work with girls who have very significant suicidal ideation and self-harm behaviors who are at high risk to kill themselves. So it does, it often takes a bit longer. You know, she is making progress, and from where she was at, that doesn't mean that she's, like, safe enough to go home. She self-harmed on Saturday, so she's still struggling with self-harm. She's frequently disoriented.
Is that ever going to go away?
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like she's ever going to be free of any of that stuff. It's been like, you know, she's in and out, in and out.